Yes, but he's a douchebag.
Oh, you're not going to believe what you found.
Yes, you found the Red Scare.
And let me tell you this, you will only find it one place. That's myspace.com/RedScare971. Now, this. Here's my question for you, and this is what I'm going to need you to do, people. Because our phone lines are down due to some technical difficulties with technical people that have technical problems, we're going to need you guys to leave your answers on the comment page. This is how we're going to roll this from right now until further notice comes down from the top. We're going to need you to leave your remarks on the MySpace. I mean, you guys are already doing a great job with that, but this is how we're going to do this, okay?
Break it down, Scotch.
I have this issue with a friend of mine. We'll call him...
Is it me?
Not you.
Hello.
Hello. It is not you. I have a friend who is in his 30s, and he boasts of having new love in his life. And I go, sir, do tell. And he looks at me and goes, Scotch, I have sacked a 20-year-old. And he says it with this big grin, like he just won the effing lottery. I have a 20-year-old, dude. Plow, and bow.
I'm donning the grin for you and him.
Yes.
I feel that.
Okay. Yeah, look at this. You know, there was a little part of me that saw.
But I will contradict myself in about 3 minutes.
Right. I say, good for you, sir. I'm a little jealous. Hey, you got a 20-year-old. That's nice. But then I realize as she starts talking.
They tend to do that.
That she has no effing clue what's going on around her. Like, and she is one of these broads. I mean, she's young, and so she's so eminent, whatever, about sticking to her guns on certain points.
Adamant.
That's what I'm trying to say, dude. I've been sick. My mind's all messed up.
Sure.
And so I tell her, we start talking, and somehow a tomato got brought up. And I go, well, that, you know, it's funny. A lot of people don't realize that a tomato is a fruit and not a vegetable.
It is a fruit.
And she goes, looks at me, and says, no, it's a vegetable. And I go, no, it's a fruit. No, it's a vegetable. And I go, it's a fruit. It has seeds.
No, next it's a vegetable because they put it in salad.
Right. And then she says, and I go, and I suppose you're going to tell me a pumpkin's a vegetable too. Oh, a pumpkin is a vegetable. And I tell her, I go, you know, I know that you're only 20, but I'm pretty sure you've learned how to use the internet. All you have to do is type in tomato, and it'll tell you pretty much what it is.
It is a fruit.
Malibu tropical tomato. That's what I tried telling her. It is not a fruit. It is a vegetable. Tried to do a little reverse psychology on her to see if she would say, you're right, it is a fruit, not a vegetable.
Vegetable. Fruit. Vegetable. Fruit.
Right.
Fruit.
Vegetable.
Exactly.
That's what I'm saying. So, and that was just one little thing. So she runs around and, okay, they've been dating for 2 months, right?
That's some pretty sweet.
Constant fighting. She gets drunk, runs out of the house screaming, he beats me. This dude I've known for 10 years, multiple girlfriends. He isn't a woman beater, you know what I mean? So it's just kind of odd. And I'm trying to figure out, is it worth being with a younger, maybe more firmer girl than, say, an older girl and dealing with the mental issues that you get because she's not fully grown, hasn't even, you know, done anything in her life to validate any conversation whatsoever. So I mean, where do you stand on this?
Well, the thing is, you have to weigh the options. Here we have to weigh, let's enumerate the pros, okay? Young. Probably has a tight, firm ass. Her breasts will probably not sag like anybody in our, you know, demographic, in our age range, in our generation. Because she's out of our generation at that point, you know, 10 years.
Yeah, we're Generation X. What is that generation?
No, we're not Generation X.
Yeah, we are.
We're the slacker generation. We miss Generation X. Generation X is like 7 years beyond us.
Are you sure?
Yeah, we're only like 28, 29. We were the slacker generation. Then it's Generation Y, then Generation X comes
out. So we're like Generation W.
No, we're the slacker generation.
I guess.
You just proved that we're the slacker generation because you don't know F about generations, my brother. You slacked off.
Touche, sir.
Thank
that
you,
stung a little. I'm saying, is the younger Tang worth the emotional head drama?
Well, let's. I don't know.
Please,
if we've gone through all the
enumerate?
Pros. I don't know if we've gone through all the pros, but let's go through the cons, my brother. All right, they're yappy. They think they know everything. Why? Because they just got out of high school where nobody knows anything. You might have learned one or two things, and now you know everything. And now you can't stop talking about it. And you want to let me know that you know everything because you feel that I know everything too. Because I'm older. Here's the thing, man. Last year, I think I talked about this on the air. When I was going through the motions of dating after going through a hard breakup, I went out with that 18-year-old chick. Remember that?
Mm-hmm.
10-year difference between her and I. And she told me what she was doing in 1996. Which was about half a year before I graduated high school. You know what this chick was doing?
Going to preschool?
No, she was graduating. I'll give her that. Broad was graduating preschool when I was about to graduate high school.
That's hot.
No, it's not.
Pedophile.
That's pedophilic, exactly. It's scary. It puts everything in perspective. We are on
total... Yeah, so if you were 18, you couldn't date her.
That's very perceptive, Scotch.
You're
pissing me off right now.
You should have been a goddamn detective.
Let me see that.
Sick and Broderick.
Scotch P.I.
Yeah,
what the hell? Yeah, so I don't know, man. I think if it's a girl that'll let you take the reins, honestly, and could accept that you are the alpha, especially since you are so far in age, then that could be a plus. But honestly, typically for the 20-year-olds I know, I'm actually talking to a 20-year-old right now. And she, honestly, she's a moron. I hate to say it. This chick has no brain. She has no interest.
She's a big DDH, huh?
No, I mean, she's a sweet girl, but, I mean, she's got nothing. She's got nothing to talk about. She's not well-read. She's not well-traveled, you know? Shang Kai-shek, but, you know, like...
All right, dude.
Give me
I don't know what that is.
She was a really, really cool Chinese woman.
Okay, thank
from,
you.
From, the 40s? Yeah.
So what you're saying is you'd have a better time talking to a box of cereal? At least there's information
on
there,
honestly,
some valuable information.
I have a better time by myself, honestly. Like, I entertain myself pretty damn well. And when I'm with a dumb broad, I cannot do that, you know, wholeheartedly because I gotta pay attention to this dumb broad who doesn't even know how to put a sentence together.
Yeah.
But then again, her ass is so firm. Oh, their asses are so firm.
Okay, but that's cool saying that they're willing to give the reins up. What if they're not? And you're just...
To the curb.
See, that's how I feel, but this friend of mine is stuck. Like, he's not running the business here. He's letting her take care of the business, and it's insane, dude. I tried to give her a chance, and what I ended up doing was hating her now. I can't go hang out. He asked me to come over last night, hang out, play guitar, you know, drink, do all that stuff. And I was like, nah, I'm probably just going to chill at home. Because I didn't want to go there and have to listen to her.
Because she's dumb as a stump.
Sometimes I guess there just aren't enough rocks.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, that's exactly it.
So, and we're kind of like funneled into dating just like one rock because there's not enough to go around. You know what I mean?
And how do you not tell? I mean, I have to bite my tongue from telling her, you know, you are the dumbest thing I have ever talked to. I mean, I'm not saying I am smart because we all know that I am not the wisest apple on the tree or the shiniest one.
Oh, you're shiny, my brother. Actually, you are the wisest and shiniest apple in this studio because the way you got red last segment was pretty damn impressive. I wanted to pluck you and eat you because I love you, Scotch.
Thanks, man. Thanks. That means a lot to me. What? It's just, I'm lost. I'm at a loss for words because I don't understand where he's going to go, what he's doing. I mean, I went over and saw him today. This dude's 30 years old. He goes out and gets his ears pierced with her as she gets the Marilyn Monroe piercing.
You must have thought it was White Boy Day.
Must have. And so that, you know, that scares me a little. It scares me a little.
So what? So what's the verdict here?
The verdict is
well, I'm sorry, I jumped the gun a little bit. So, but are there any more pros? I mean, I'm going through this over in my head, and I'm thinking, okay, firm ass, and then yeah, firm ass, and then another option would be to have a really nice firm ass. But I can't think of any other like a good reason to keep these chicks around other than they're tight asses.
Right, and is it worth the head drama? I mean, is it worth it? Is it worth it?
No. No, it's not. It is not worth it, Scotch. So I want to pull what's left of the hair in the top of my head. I want to pull it out.
You should be careful with that because...
I know. I feel I'm balding, man. And these chicks are going to accelerate the process. But then again, I want to pull my hair out if I see a sagging ass bouncing
on me. I have to interrupt here because now... Now there's a thing that I have to say, and I have to get it off my chest. Because
what? Do I have a booger in my nose?
No, it's better than a booger in your nose. It's who I finally realized who you remind me of.
Who?
Is the guy from MASH. The one, Hawkeye's buddy.
I've never seen an episode of MASH.
Well, then I guess you're at a loss.
So who is this guy?
I don't know his name, but that's who he looked like. I don't know if he's a stud. He was off the show in the middle of the season.
First season?
Yeah, he was like the original guy, I think.
It's a good anecdote, Scott.
I don't know.
I'll
show you a picture. I'm just sorry. It just popped in my head and had to tell you. I don't really care how much time it wasted. That's
good
news.
Thanks for sharing.
No problem. It was either that or you look like Tigger, and I haven't really figured it out yet why.
I know what you wanted to call me, sir. I know what you wanted to say that right there.
No, I said Tigger, okay? You don't got to point fingers and accuse me. That was with a T, sir.
All right, man.
That was with a T.
Okay. All right, Big Scotch. You got the boots on?
Don't get all too packy on me.
You got the boots on, homeboy?
No, I'm wearing sandals. Oh, I thought you saw that.
My voice cracked.
I know. You going through changes there, buddy? Finally. I mean, finally. Seriously.
So what's up with these chicks, man?
So we're going to, that's going to be a topic that we continue on once we get your guys' responses. Because I want to know what you think out there. Is it seriously worth the head drama that you're going to have dealing with a hot, young, firm 20-year-old as opposed to, say, a 30-year-old.
They're begging us. Please have a party. Feed us drinks. Get us laid. Ow!
So I leave that for you to ponder. And I better see some goddamn responses on the MySpace page so we can respond back to you.
Ladies and gentlemen, once again, this has been Teddy James and Johnny Scotch, your friendly neighborhood Red Scare radio show. Hit us up at myspace.com/RedScare971. Comment your asses off. We'll talk to you later. Out.
Late.